This is Jordan Sekulow. How will the economy and the stock market affect your vote in this election?
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Oh. Hey, this is Jordan Sekulow. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. If you want to talk to us on the program today, 1-800-684-3110. My dad is joining us by phone today as he's traveling, but a lot to talk about. We want to give people an opportunity to talk about what's going on with the economy, the stock market taking a dip after rallying up. Yesterday, now down about 100 points or so. It was down as low, I think, 200 points today, and it's gone back up a little bit. This because of discussions now that the U.S. Senate, who is debating right now on the floor, will pass legislation tonight in favor of a bailout, but that the House will not work until at the earliest maybe Thursday, and it could be Friday. I've talked to some friends in the U.S. Senate and those working on this. They say the Senate should vote between 7:30 tonight. Of course, those times can always change, but it should be evening after a full day of debate on this topic, and that the House at the earliest will move on this tomorrow, and it could be again until Friday, and no guarantees from how the House lined up last time that even with a couple of small changes that were made, and these changes are very minute changes, very specific changes, whether or not that will change how the House turns out. But, Dad, we know that's affecting people a lot, the market up and down. We've gotten a lot of calls about that.
Yeah, let me tell you a couple things here, folks, because I'm going to be in and out of the program a couple times today. But Jordan has done some extensive research talking to our contacts on Capitol Hill. So we've got a lot of data to share on the economic issues, and Jordan will be doing that. Also, the big debate tomorrow with Sarah Palin and Senator Biden, that's going to be a big debate. We want to talk about that, how that's going to play out. So a lot of this swirling around. We have gone to our sources on Capitol Hill to really get you kind of behind-the-scenes issues on what's happening on this economic bailout, what's happening with the debates, what's happening in the political environment. We want you to be engaged. Let me say this, so Jordan, we've had a huge response for our ACLJ election guide. I mean, thousands of you have contacted us. I want to encourage people that are listening to the broadcast right now, every one of you that are listening to me need to have this ACLJ election guide for you, for your church. It lets you know what you can do, what the issues you can address, how you can speak out, what your church can do, what your pastors can do. It is the first time we've ever offered it. It's the ACLJ election guide. You go to your phones, and it's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Everybody needs this election guide. There's an awful lot of information out there also we're going to get to, and some new developments as well.
Yeah, folks, we want to talk to you about all these developments. Call us 1-800-684-3110. That's the number if you want to talk to us on air today. Again, 1-800-684-3110. There's been some interesting news in light of the presidential debate tomorrow night between Governor Palin and Senator Biden. That is that the moderator, Gwen Ifill, is set to be publishing a book on inaugural day about Barack Obama, a pro-Barack Obama book. The McCain campaign is saying they did not know this. And though the book was not planned to be released until the inaugural day of to be Barack Obama, this is major news and could have an effect within these next 24 hours on the debate.
I would not be surprised if Gwen Ifill is not the moderator of this. First of all, it's outrageous that she would be the moderator when she's got a book for Barack Obama on Barack Obama coming out. That should be a disclosure, and it should have been a basis upon which she wasn't selected. We'll see how that plays out. But again, this is another reason why you need to get an ACLJ election guide to know the ins and outs of all of this. And Jordan, everybody needs to have that. This is precisely the reason why people need this information.
That's right. We want to be able to get this out to you, of course, in time for the upcoming elections, to know what you're able to do, what your church, what your community, what are your rights under the various laws. Call right now. Get your free copy of the ACLJ Election Handbook right now. 877-989-2255. You need to know your rights here, folks. We're getting down to those final few weeks. 877-989-2255. We want to talk to you about the debate, the economy. Call us 1-800-684-3110. We'll be back in a few moments.
Talking about
we
It's one of the most important rights we have as citizens of the United States, the right to vote. The American Center for Law and Justice wants to encourage you to participate in this November's election. The ACLJ won't tell you who to vote for, but the ACLJ certainly wants to encourage you to be active. Exercise your First Amendment rights during this election season and make it a point to cast your ballot on Election Day. The ACLJ has prepared a special booklet just for you, free of charge, this election season. It's called the ACLJ Election Handbook, a critical resource to help you through what can sometimes become a confusing journey for Christians in exercising your rights to be active and participate fully in the political process. Get this important resource now. Find out the do's and don'ts this election season. Call now for your free copy of the ACLJ Election Handbook. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to talk to us on air today. Let me tell you two very important things. One, I've been talking to friends and contacts in the U.S. Senate, because if you may have noticed today, if you've been watching the news or reading the websites, the Senate is now appearing to vote on an economic bailout bill this evening. Now, there'll be debate all day. It's Barack Obama and John McCain, both U.S. senators, are on the way back to Washington, D.C. They'll be participating in the debate as well as voting on this legislation to go through the Senate probably around 7:30 p.m. tonight. We don't have an exact time. Now, the House of Representatives, for what we know now, will not vote on this until at least tomorrow. And it very well could be Friday until there's a vote. And that is the contacts I'm hearing. Now, it's interesting. The stock market took that big dip on Monday when the House voted down the bailout. Went back up a couple hundred points yesterday. It's now back down again 125 points. So staying around where it was when it finished out Monday, I think probably down more than 600 points in the last 3 days. We don't know what will happen today. Maybe the market will rally again tomorrow. But I do want to hear from you about it. How is this affecting you, and is it affecting you as we now get into these final month before Election Day? How do you feel? We're now into this final month, October, before the election, and we've got major economic news. We have this very interesting debate news where you've got the moderator of the debate tomorrow night who is releasing a book on Barack Obama on the inaugural day about how the success and greatness of his campaign, how much will that have of effect tomorrow night on the presidential debate? I want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. And let me tell you something, folks. We're talking politics because that is what's dominating the news, whether it's the economy, the debate tomorrow night, which I know many of you will be watching. We want to give you an opportunity to talk about today, but you need to get your ACLJ election handbook. It is so important, folks, that you understand your rights, what you can and can't do. As we get into this final month of the campaign, we want to have time to get it to you. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is call our toll-free number right now to get your copy of the ACLJ Election Handbook. This is great to get to your pastor, to your friends and family. We'll get a copy to your pastor. All you have to do is call us. 877-989-2255. This is absolutely free. Really a service we're providing you. We want you to know what you can and can't do as we lead up to the election day. 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and request your free ACLJ election handbook online. Let's go right to the phones. Lots of calls coming in. Mark's calling from Florida online too. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, good to hear y'all today.
Thanks, Mark.
Hey, I've got an old dictionary. I keep hearing everyone say we're taking democracy around the world. But in this one dictionary I have, that's an older dictionary, it says democracy is a nation where the government rules over the people. And it says a republic is a nation where the people rule over the government. And if I remember correctly, our Pledge of Allegiance says, it says, and to the republic for which it stands. So can y'all explain to me why everybody's talking democracy?
Yeah, it's two different, and sometimes these words are interchanged. And Mark, you point out some scholarly debate. In my time as a political science major and a government major and learning about the law and all these different things, Mark, the real key distinction is we are a democratic republic here in the U.S. And when I say democratic, I mean a little d, in the sense that we elect people from our population to govern, and we directly elect them, but we do not each vote on every piece of legislation. Pure democracy would put that kind of situation in where you would say that everyone would vote on everything all the time. Instead, we have representations who do that. We elect congressmen and women, we elect senators, we elect local council members, but at the federal level especially, we elect them as our representatives in Washington, D.C. So we're a democratic republic. But of course, the ideals are democratic. It's that people have a voice, whether that's having a voice through electing members of Congress and the President of the United States and other local officials, as well as your governors and things like that, or is it a voice in the sense directly? So here we have a mix of that. That's democratic republic. So I hope that answers your question, but it's definitely a debate scholars and political scientists have all the time of the key terms and phrases that are absolutely correct. I think democratic republic is the best way to say it. Let's go back to the phones. More calls coming in here about the economy. Merrill from Colorado on line 4. Merrill, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, hi, thank you.
Hi, Merrill.
I just got a comment. I don't think there's any debate. I guess I'd leave it for a comment. It seems to me that this whole so-called bailout issue goes back as far as living on credit goes back. One of the arguments for the bailout appears to be you can't get a student loan, or you can't get a car loan, or you can't get a house loan unless they do this bailout. Whether the bailout works or not, a different issue. But it seems to me at the underlying heart of all this is people decide they can't live unless they can borrow money.
Well, I think it's interesting. Listen, we live in a credit age. So does the whole world. And that's the world we live in. We live in an age of mortgages. We don't live in an age where we've been instructed it's best to buy a home with cash or a car. And if you listen to the financial investors on television or radio and those talking about that, they tell you usually that's not a good idea. That, in fact, it's better to use finance mechanisms because over time, the time value of money and things like that. But I think, Merrill, you bring up an interesting point. Is how will this affect the credit market and the mortgage market and people in general? But let me tell you, the federal government under the Bush administration forced many of these companies to give out these mortgage loans and to go through with these mortgages and to approve these people. They had quotas they had to meet through mortgages. So there is it. You can't just blame the companies. You can't just blame the government. I don't understand exactly the crisis yet. I keep trying to think. I wonder how much of this was self-created by the government coming in and saying, if we don't do something tomorrow, everything will crash. Nothing happens. The bill gets voted down. If you watch, then it crashes. But it doesn't crash horribly yet. Is it coming? We don't know. And I'm not a financial an analyst, but for most of what I've watched with them as well, they're very worried about predicting anything. But I want to keep giving people an opportunity to talk about it because I know whether you're a social conservative and the most important issue to you is life and protecting the unborn and traditional marriage and those kind of issues, the economy still affects you when you get in the voting booth because it affects your 401ks, your retirement, your children's education, all those different actions. So let me go back to the phones. More calls about the economy. Tom from Nevada on line 5. Tom, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, I just had a curiosity or question for you. If you actually heard or saw the internet where they said if you took the $700 billion and divided it amongst the registered voters or legal people in the United States, that it would work out to be $438,000
right.
per person.
Right.
And I think that would solve a lot of the economy's problems. What's your opinion on that?
No, I've heard a lot of talk radio shows talking about what you could do with $700 billion. $700 billion. Sometimes we don't understand how much money that is. That's a lot more than the Iraq War has cost, and we discussed that. That's cancer research gets $5 billion a year. We're talking about $700 billion a year. There are lots of different things you could do. You could solar power entire cities cities, big cities across the United States. You could put more research into cancer funding. You could put more research into alternative fuel. You could probably figure out an alternative fuel that may later on save. You know, Tom, I can't exactly comment on what's better or not, because if what they're saying is true, many of the administration and financial experts, that if this is not done and there is not some kind of bailout program here, a recovery program here, that it's going to affect the market so detrimentally that we're going to lose more than $700 billion as a country, our retirement funds, which affects our children's education, which affects spending money, which affects holiday spending, which is coming up, all these different things. And I'm not prepared to tell people one way or the other, but I do think when we talk about that big of a monetary amount, $700 billion, we all have to understand how great an amount that is and what that could be, what could be done with that. But at some point, we do have to trust or question, and I'm not sure which side I've fallen on that, on whether I trust what the Congress is doing and the administration is pushing here, or question whether this is the best use of taxpayer resources, $700 billion of them. But folks, that's why you got to get involved in these issues. There's an important vice presidential debate tomorrow night between Governor Palin and Senator Biden. Interesting news about the moderator there. I want to talk to you about that, if that comes up in the topics, of course, because it looks like there may be a change there. And you may want to be calling for a change there, because it appears that the moderator of tomorrow night's debate is planning on publishing a book on the inaugural day in honor of Barack Obama. And I say that not to over-exaggerate, in honor of his life-changing and time-changing and history-changing campaign, Gwen Ifill. So will there be a change there? How will that affect that debate, which we know many are predicting will have more viewers than the presidential debates between Barack Obama and John McCain. But as we go into this next break, folks, I am telling you, you need to get your free ACLJ election handbook, and you need to call today, because every day you wait, it's another day we get closer to the election that you don't have the handbook in your hand, in your pastor's hands, and those around you. You want to know what the laws are, how it affects your church, the members of the church, your pastor. I think you should request a copy for your pastor as well. We can handle that for you. All you have to do right now is call our toll-free number and get your free ACLJ election handbook. Again, 100% absolutely free. All you have to do is call right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number to call and get your ACLJ election handbook. Know your rights. Get your pastor informed. Call right now. Get this free gift we're preparing for you for this important election. 877-989-2255.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court on a critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision, a ruling that could force cities and states to make a troubling choice: remove existing displays or permit any group to display any monument in public places. The briefs have been filed and oral arguments are set for November 12th at the Supreme Court. Jay and his legal team are intensely preparing for this case. This is the time to pray for Jay and his legal team. With so much at stake, your prayers are greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Folks, so much to talk about this debate, which we will get into, I'm sure, more tomorrow. The vice presidential debate, what many are saying will be the most watched debate in this presidential election between Governor Palin, Senator Biden. Now, the moderator of the debate, Gwen Ifill's from PBS News, it's told that she was planning on releasing a book on the inauguration day called The Age of Obama, and whether or not that will affect her being the moderator tomorrow night. Now, the McCain campaign said, and usually these kind of things would be disclosed and handled between the two campaigns in the debate negotiations, where we're going to have it, what will be the rules of the debate. They are saying that they had no idea about this book. This could have a major effect. This could be a game-changing move here. And you may have a different moderator tomorrow night who's not as prepared, who's only got a day to prepare for this, who has not been spending the last 6 months getting ready for this kind of moment. And whether or not this will cast another shadow on the debate, whether it will cause people to not take it as seriously, whether it will become more of a media spectacle than a debate, we don't know. We'll talk more about that tomorrow as well. If you want to talk to us on air today, 1-800-684-3110. But listen, as the Senate's going to vote tonight on the economic bailout bill, looks like the House at the earliest will try again to vote Thursday, which tomorrow, maybe Friday, we don't know. We have so many calls coming in about our economy. I want to go right to them because I think this is, again, this is what's on people's minds. Whether, you know, if you're a Christian conservative, a social conservative, a liberal, a Democrat, someone in between, an independent, this is the issue affecting everyone right now. Let's go back to the phones. Mike's calling from Mississippi on line four. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, my question is, you know, you hear about the bailout, mm-hmm. but these top executives that were put in charge to look after the stability of these companies, are they going to go after those huge amounts of money that they took off?
Well,
are they anybody talking about going back? Because they did not do their job.
There are discussion of a couple things, Mike, in this legislation. And again, we can't say exactly what's going to be in it because that could change throughout today. The legislation in front of the House was voted down. Remember that. In the House, specifically, there were some different limits, specifically a $500,000 cap on new executive salaries that could be a deduction. So you could a company cannot deduct more than $500,000 of a new executive of one of these massive companies' salaries. That is a big development. The other thing is a limitation of golden parachutes. If you've had one, and a golden parachute is if you're a top executive and you're fired, asked to leave, or the company goes bankrupt, you have some kind of package to take with you. Usually these can be multi-million dollar mega packages. Or, you know, when you retire, if you're forced out, these kind of things. That would not be allowed for these companies, any new packages for newly hired staff at these upper-level management executive positions. That's the piece. That's really, Mike, the crux of it. Now, what these top executives will tell you, Mike, is that they were forced by the federal government to get into these mortgages, that they were forced by the Bush administration to give these loans, to give quotas, and there's only so much they could do when people stopped paying their mortgages and weren't able to pay. And I think there's blame on both sides, but I don't think this is a situation, maybe we'll find out differently, where these CEOs have been breaking the law or in any kind of legal trouble where, you know, they would face that kind of criminal punishment. I think here you've got two different sides, the administration and the businesses themselves, and mismanagement on both. But we want to talk to you about it, 1-800-684-3110. And let me tell you, you understand, folks, these are complicated issues, and people are really just starting to sink their teeth into them because you hear more and more about it every day. Then it goes away for a little bit. Then the market comes back, and it goes up, and then it goes back down. That's why we've put together this ACLJ election handbook. We want you to have this as soon as possible. We're within 1 month from the election. We're in October now. Sometimes it's hard to believe, but it is October. Just about a month away from the election, the vice presidential debate tomorrow night that we know will be a very closely watched debate. We want you to get your free ACLJ election handbook. Get one for your pastor, for your church community, so that you know your rights, what you can, what you can't do leading up to this election. We know many of you are grassroots organizers. You get together groups at your churches. You get together your friends. You want to be able to talk to your pastor about what they can and can't do, and you know that's important. So call and get your free ACLJ handbook right now, folks. Here's the toll-free number. Absolutely free. Does not cost you a penny. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. Call right now. 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and get your free copy of the ACLJ Handbook online. But I encourage you, call right now, 877-989-2255. Let's go back to the phones. Terry from California on line one. Terry, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, thank you very much. Yes, I do want to comment about this moderator situation. I think that I would like to know what can be done about this, because I think it's highly unfair. I'm just about fed up with all of the Sarah Palin bashing. Mm-hmm. I think we definitely need to pray very much for Sarah Palin, because I see and feel that it is direct persecution. It is just so overwhelming and outstanding to see that this woman, I think she's an incredible human being. Mm-hmm. I'm offended as a woman to see the bashing that's been going on. But furthermore, I don't trust this. I think it's very un-American. I think it's very un-American that this would happen, that the left is, and money from Oprah Winfrey is going so much into the Barack Obama.
Well, here, let me say this, Terry, just so we're not running out of time on the program today. I agree with you. This is a huge problem. I also think that it could have been Barack Obama's campaign who brought this to light. And let me tell you why. If they didn't know about this book either, which they may not have, and they may not have known about this plan, it would hurt them more to not say anything now and then to have this come out the next day that she was writing this book, and then people to say, look, she was being unfair here, she was being unfair here. So now if this is out and there is a change, I think, you know, here's the news cycle, very short, within 24 hours, really a 12-hour news cycle we're talking about. If she's moved out, the debate happens and someone else is the moderator, we're not going to be talking about this 3 days from now. We're not going to be talking about this next week. This may have been Barack Obama's campaign figuring out this could be a disaster. Maybe they were told about this book. Maybe Gwen Ifill's told them about the book. And I think this, though, Terry, brings up something interesting. I know we'll get into more about Governor Palin tomorrow, because this topic about how she has been almost sequestered from the media. When she's done interviews, they have not appeared to go as well as with some other candidates. The Katie Couric interview that she was allowed to do, that the campaign scheduled, you don't see her talking to reporters, and you wonder if that's going to affect the debate and going to affect the way she presents her side, and of course, John McCain's side in the debate tomorrow night. We just don't know. Let's try to grab a couple more calls, as we've talked about so many topics today, mostly the economy, but also the debate coming up and the kind of new scandal surrounding that. Bruce is calling from Texas on line six. Bruce, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Yes.
Hey, Bruce, you're on the air very quickly.
Okay. Yes. Good morning, Brother Secchio.
Thanks, Bruce. Good morning to you.
I just want to make a comment that I would like for someone, all individuals, to encourage our Congress to allow offshore drilling. We are giving millions of dollars a month to the Middle East, and we are concerned with atomic energy over there, nuclear arms, and history, I'm afraid, can repeat itself. We did trade with Japan before the Second World War.
Yeah. Now, here, Bruce, I gotta get going, because we're heading to the final 55 seconds of the show. And I think, listen, the offshore drilling, I agree with Chairman Michael Steele of GOPAC when he said, drill, baby, drill. It was a slogan throughout the Republican National Convention, and also through Governor Palin. I think, partisan or not, Republican, Democrat, we have these resources. They're offshore. From what I see from most who are being very honest about the environmental impacts, they're minimal, and they would help our economy greatly. I mean, and very quickly. So I agree with you that we need to examine that. Look, tomorrow we're going to have more time to talk about all these issues we lead up to this debate, the economic bailout. But let me tell you, folks, get your copy of the ACLJ Election Handbook. It's absolutely free, but we're running out of time. It's already October. We're talking about the election. Call right now. Get your free copy, 877-989-2255, 877-989-2255.